بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is an important benefit regarding Salah. The act of worship, or the act of worship, has three descriptions. First one is known in Arabic, the technical term is al-ada, execution or performance, once in the prescribed time. This is known as ada. For example, a person attained the time of dhuhr, and so he prayed a complete prayer, fulfilling the conditions, the pillars, and the obligations. So this is called ada. This is called ada. Is that clear? Yes, of course. The second is al-i'ada. I'ada. The second is i'ada. That which is performed in the prescribed time, but for the second time. Literally, repetition. The person prayed the dhuhr, and after he finished the prayer, he discovered that he was not on a state of purity. So, he prayed, or he made the wudu, and prayed in time. This is called i'ada. This is called i'ada. The third type, or the third description, is the qada. So this is what is performed after the prescribed time. For example, a person sleeps on Salat al-Fajr, and he awoke after the time ended. This last part, which is called al-qada, is a choice by the majority of the scholars as a description of worship. So according to the majority of the scholars, the description of the worship includes the ada, the i'ada, and the qada. And the correct opinion is that the description of the qada is in case the person had done it with an excuse, then in reality it is ada. It is ada. It is performance. But if he was not excused, then there is no salah for him to begin with. No salah established to begin with. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Whoever does an action that is not in accordance with our matter, meaning of the deen, our command, then it is rejected. The majority, however, of the scholars said that the one who is not excused must perform the prayer while he is sinful. And it is described as qada by them. And according to the preponderating opinion, he is not required to pray. And if he prays 1,000 prayers to compensate for this one, it will not benefit him. Not to mention that some of the people of knowledge want to impute disbelief on him we seek protection from Allah for that. Meaning if the person intentionally abandons the salah, one single salah, till after the time, till after its prescribed time. Now, and from the contemporary scholars who held to this opinion is Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Baz rahimahullah. So it is very serious. This is with regard to the classification of the ibadah. In this case, for example, we gave the salah. Also, the ibadah can be classified from another angle into four, or rather into five matters. First, category, known in Arabic as al-jins, category. Meaning, for example, praying fard behind an imam praying nafil, or praying nafil behind an imam praying fard. So nafil and fard, this is category. Obligation and obligatory and optional, this is category. Known in Arabic as al-jins. This is the first thing. The second is the an-naw', the kind. Kind. You say, for example, someone praying dhuhr behind someone praying asr. Here we are referring to the kind. And the third is the sifa, the description. Is it ada? Is it i'ada? Is it qada? Clear? Third one is clear. Tayyib. The fourth one is the number. 3, 4, 2. The fifth is the form. Form. For example, someone praying dhuhr behind someone making janazah prayer, funeral prayer, just as an example. Form. So therefore the worship, the ibadah, and we are focusing now upon salah, can be classified into five matters. What are they? Al-jins, category. Second, naw', kind. Third, description. Fourth, form. Clear? Is that clear? Now comes the third point under this discussion, is the matter of difference in intention between the imam and the ma'mum. The difference in intention between the imam and the ma'mum. This has six cases or situations. The imam is the one who leads the prayer. The ma'mum the ma'mum is the one who is led, meaning follows the imam. The first first situation, if the prayers are the same in kind but different in description. Same in kind but different in description. Example, someone making the dhuhr qada behind an imam, making the dhuhr ada. You understand? Someone making the dhuhr qada, it's a makeup, behind someone praying the dhuhr, performing it on time, first. Now, clear? The prayers are the same in kind, but different in description. Now, and also here, they are different in what? In our example, like also different in timing. Also, this is different in timing. For example, someone who missed the dhuhr from yesterday, you know, and prayed behind an imam praying the dhuhr the next day on time. So here we have similarity in kind in the first situation, but different in description. Or difference in timing. Same prayer, someone making the dhuhr qada behind an imam performing the dhuhr ada. Yes. No, dhuhr and dhuhr. You see why we're saying same? Dhuhr and dhuhr. The second case. If they differ in kind, the second case, different in kind, in description, and in number. And same in number. Let's repeat this. Different in kind, and description, but same in number. This is the second situation. So the first situation is similar in kind and different in description. The second situation, different in kind and description, same in number. Yes, the prayers are the same in number but different in kind and description. Another way to put it. Like for example, dhuhr, someone praying dhuhr, led by an imam praying asr. And the opposite, or vice versa. Or Isha behind someone praying Dhuhr or Asr. This is where this fits. Is that clear? The prayers are same in number, but different in kind and description. Okay, again, where are the rest? MashaAllah, there is still quite a few. One wonders if they are following or... It's okay, if you don't understand, please ask. Tayyib, the third situation. The description, yes. Description is either ada, someone doing the salah ada, or repeating it in time as i'ada or qada, as we explained in the very beginning. Is that clear now? Tayyib. You understand now? It's good to know the technicalities of the terms ada. You know what's ada now? And what is i'ada? And what is qada? The third situation is that they are different in kind, in description, and in number. Different in kind, in description, and in number. This situation has four cases to it. If the prayers are different in kind, and in description, and in number, has four cases to it. First case, under number 3. The first case is the salah of the imam is greater in number. The salah of the imam is greater in number. Like for example, someone praying fajr behind an imam making dhuhr. These are different in kind, in description and in number. Someone performing fajr led by an imam performing dhuhr. Clear? You understand? Tayyib. Second case. The opposite of this case. The salah of the ma'moom is greater in number. The salah of the ma'moom is greater in number. Like someone praying dhuhr behind an imam praying fajr. Is that clear? The third situation, or the third case. The salah of the ma'moom greater than the salah of the imam and having no incompatibility or no conflict with each other. Like the ma'moom praying Isha behind an imam praying Maghrib. You understand? This is a situation, is similar to someone who may have missed a rak'ah, right? It's similar to someone who have joined the jama'ah and have missed a rak'ah, right? And it's like someone who entered with the imam in the second rak'ah. That's what it means here, that there is no conflict. So this case is the salah of the ma'moom is greater in number than the salah of the imam. Greater in number than the salah of the imam. Like Isha behind someone praying Maghrib. So when the imam finishes the Maghrib, what will the ma'moom do in this case? What will the ma'moom do in this case? He must complete, bring up one rak'ah, right? Yes. Tayyib. This is the third situation. The fourth situation is that the salah of the imam, or rather the ma'moom, is less in number than that of the imam and with conflict. No conflict. In the first place, no. And with conflict. Like what? A ma'moom praying Maghrib, led by an imam praying Isha. Led by an imam praying Isha. So for example, the imam praying the Maghrib, the ma'moom praying the Isha, he will pray with him the three rak'ah. The ma'moom praying the Maghrib and the imam praying the Isha. Did you hear that? Or did we say the opposite? The imam praying the Isha and the ma'moom praying the Maghrib. Now, this is the case. So he prays the three rak'ah with him. But if in this case, if he stands for the fourth one, meaning the imam making the Isha, this case the ma'moom sits. Because if he follows him, now, so the third situation, I will repeat it, because of the disconnection we had on the server, is when the there is difference in kind, description and number, right? Difference in kind, description and number. And we said that this has four cases to it. First case, the salah of the imam is greater in number, and like the ma'moom praying fajr behind an imam praying dhuhr. Is that clear? The second case, طيب, alhamdulillah, the second case, the salah of the ma'moom is greater, meaning the opposite of this first case. Like dhuhr behind fajr. Like dhuhr behind fajr. Someone praying dhuhr behind someone praying, behind the imam praying fajr. Clear? The third situation, the salah of the ma'moom is greater in number than that of the imam, but there is no conflict. Example, Isha behind Maghrib. The ma'moom praying Isha behind the imam praying Maghrib. This is similar to the situation if someone misses one rak'ah and joins the imam, yani as if he entered with the imam in the second rak'ah, joined him in the second rak'ah. The fourth situation is that the salah of the imam is greater in number than the salah of the ma'moom, and in conflict. Like the ma'moom praying Maghrib and the imam praying Isha. Is that clear? In this case, he prays the three rak'ah with the imam. If the imam stands to bring the fourth rak'ah, then he sits. Otherwise, if he goes with him for the fourth rak'ah, his salah is nullified. So he sits. If he wishes to wait for the imam to return after finishing his fourth rak'ah and make taslim with him, he may do so. And if he wishes to depart, he may. And if he, after departing, if he joins him for Isha, if the imam is still in the fourth rak'ah, he may join him. And it will be his first for Isha, you understand? First for the ma'moom in his Isha. Clear? Now we go to the fourth situation. We finished the third situation with its four cases. Now we go to the fourth situation. The prayers of the imam and the ma'moom are the same in kind and in description, but they differ in number. Same in kind and description, but they differ in number. And this has two cases. First case, the salah of the imam is greater in number, like a traveler praying the dhuhr led by a resident imam. Like a traveler, musafir, praying dhuhr behind an imam who is resident. The second case, the salah of the imam is greater, or rather the salah of the imam is lesser in number. Like, for example, a resident ma'moom praying Dhuhr led by a traveler. Led by a traveler. Clear? Repeat. Okay. Here the prayers of the Ma'mum and the Imam are the same in kind and description, but they differ in number. And this has two cases to it. The first case, the Salah of the Imam is greater in number. Example, the traveler praying Dhuhr led by a resident Imam. The second is the Salah of the Imam is lesser in number. A resident Ma'mum, right, praying Dhuhr led by a traveler. Clear the cases now. The fifth situation. The Salah of the Imam and the Ma'mum differ in category. So by all means, they differ in kind, in description, right, etc. They differ now in category. You understand? The fifth situation, they differ in category. Like, fard behind nafil, or vice versa. Fard, someone performing fard behind someone performing nafil, or vice versa. Clear? And this has two cases. First case, the Salah of the Imam is higher, like the Salah of the Imam is higher in level, like someone making optional, making nafil behind an imam making fard. The fard is higher in level. And the second is vice versa. The Salatul Ma'mum higher in level than that of the imam. Like someone praying fard behind someone praying, led by an imam praying nafil. All of these five situations, according to the preponderating opinion, they are correct. Even the intentions are different. Under all of these situations, in accordance with the correct opinion, all of these situations, the salah is sahih, yani valid. Under these five situations comes the sixth situation. The Salah of the Imam and the Ma'mum differ in category, in kind, and form. Like Dhuhr, praying Dhuhr behind an Imam praying Kusuf, the prayer of eclipse, or janaza, or someone praying fajr behind someone praying kusuf, eclipse. In the example also of the dhuhr behind someone praying istisqa, the prayer for rain, there is difference in category, in kind, in number, and in form. In this sixth one, this is the Salah of the Imam and the Salah of the Ma'mum, differ in category, kind, and form. And some differ also with number. Example, the praying Dhuhr or Fajr behind an Imam praying Salat Eclipse or Salah of Rain, for rain. It is mentioned that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah considered the prayer behind an Imam praying the Janazah under this category, under this situation, as permissible. Some related his saying that it is permissible. But the opinion of many of the scholars regarding this matter that under this situation, such a difference is not valid. طيب, case. A musafir, someone traveling, praying the Isha, the musafir, praying the Isha, led by an imam praying the Maghrib. This happens a lot. Musafir, traveler, praying Isha, led by an imam, praying Maghrib. We have three situations here. First one, if the imam goes to the third rak'ah, then the traveler goes with him, follows him, and if the imam makes the taslim, the musafir brings the fourth rak'ah. In this situation, he would be praying the Isha four, and this is precautionary and valid by ittifaq, by agreement amongst the scholars. Secondly, if the imam goes for the third, the traveler ma'moom sits and makes tashahud and waits for the imam and makes taslim with him. This is the second rank. The third rank, if the imam goes to the third, he sits for himself, makes the tashahud for himself, and then departs from the imam. This is the third level. Is that clear? The first one is, when the imam goes for the third rak'ah, the traveler, ma'moom, goes with him, follows him, and when the imam makes the taslim, because he is making maghrib, right? There is still one rak'ah for the ma'moom. So he brings the fourth rak'ah. In this case, he had prayed the Isha as four. And this is precautionary. And it is sahih by agreement. The second rank is, if the imam goes for the third one, the ma'moom sits, makes the tashahud and waits for the imam, and then he makes the taslim with him. You see that? This is the second rank. Is that clear? Tayyib. The third one, the third level is, yes, he makes the taslim with the imam. Yes. The third, if the imam goes for the third, he sits, makes the tashahud for himself, and departs. Makes the sleep. Now, in the opposite situation, if the ma'moom prays Maghrib, if the ma'moom prays the Maghrib and the imam praying the Isha and he is a traveler. So the imam is a traveler and he is praying Isha and a ma'moom behind him praying Maghrib. So the imam will make taslim from the second one, right? Following the second rak'ah, right? The imam, the musafir. So what should the ma'moom do? He should bring a rak'ah, right? And then make salam. This is like someone who missed one rak'ah in a regular salah, right? In a regular congregation. Just like someone who is masbuq by one rak'ah. who missed one rak'ah in the congregation. This is the same. Just like that. Okay. A situation. A man came to the congregation and he missed two rak'ah from dhuhr. Missed two rak'ah from dhuhr. So after the imam makes the taslim, he stands up, what? To complete. Another person comes in who did not pray yet. He may join this person who's completing the dhuhr and prays with him. طيب, situation. In Salat al-Dhuhr, a person joins the Salah and intends to pray with the Imam. Then he remembers that he missed the Dhuhr of yesterday or the Asr from yesterday. Should his intention be the ada, the dhuhr of the day, or intention to make the missed one? Meaning, should he intend to perform the present dhuhr, then afterwards make the missed dhuhr or the asr before, or he should make the intention to make the missed one, then after that performs the current dhuhr or the present dhuhr. Some of the scholars went to the opinion that he should join the imam having the intention of the missed one in order to comply with the tartib, the order of salah, since this is obligatory. Then after he finishes, he prays the present dhuhr. However, what's apparent from the hadith of Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا أُقِيمَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, when the salah is established, فَلَا صَلَاةَ إِلَّا مَكْتُوبَ, there should be no salah except the maktuba, the prescribed. And in another narration, and this is the point of evidence, illa allati uqimat, except that the one which is called for to be prayed. It's iqama meaning. This hadith, especially the last statement, necessitates that the present salah be performed, not the missed one. And this is closer. And then what about the tartib, the order? In this case, the tartib, the order, drops because of the excuse. And we know that even the tartib drops in cases of forgetfulness. So therefore, what if the person did either one? Entered with the intention either for the present or the past. The salah in both cases, under each situation, is valid. But taking by what is in the apparent meaning of the hadith, takes precedence. Wallahu ta'ala, a'la wa a'lam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, wa sallama tasliman kathira.